When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I think the really magic about the Hip Hop Green Dinner is the perfect combination between music and good food. You know, everybody likes good music and everybody likes good food. And you bring those two together and create that perfect mix, you know, it's a winning combination that can't lose.
Hey, it's Monique, and this is episode 76 of the Brown Vegan Podcast, where I love to share strategies on how to start and keep going with the vegan lifestyle and bring on guests to share their experiences as well. Be sure to come hang out with me on social media. I'm Brown Vegan everywhere, including YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So first off, I want to start off by saying thank you so much for all of the amazing feedback on episode 75. That was actually my first solo episode in a long time, and I was so nervous to do it, but I'm glad that I got so much positive response from it, and there is definitely going to be more solo episodes to come, so thank you so much for your support as always. I really, really appreciate it. On the show today, I have my guy Keith Tucker from HipHopIsGreen.com. I actually met Keith back in 2015 when I went to his Hip Hop is Green dinner in D.C., great experience. If they come to your town, definitely make sure you check them out because, oh man, it's amazing. I love the work that Keith is doing because what he does is he takes health and wellness and he brings it to the Black community through food and music. And a lot of times people don't even realize that it's a vegan event. They just see hip hop, they just see free food and they go. And so he uses that to plant the seeds of veganism for people who probably have no idea what vegan food looks like. At least they think they don't know what it looks like. I just love the work that he's doing. He really is planting a seed, especially for young people. So in this episode, Keith is going to tell us about his vegan story, how he was able to get started, and also some behind the scenes of what it looks like for him to put together vegan dinners. It's a lot of work, a lot of time, but it's so worth it. He has served over 5,000 meals. Keith also has an Indiegogo campaign going on right now to raise funds for Hip Hop is Green. So definitely make sure you check out the show notes for episode 76 to get the link for that. Or if you're listening after the campaign is over, go to HipHopIsGreen.com to make a donation. It could be a monthly donation or a one-time donation. So yeah, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into Keith Tucker's vegan story.
So I decided to become a vegan really out of working on my film project that I had going on in 2008. It was called Pursuit of a Green Planet. And as you know, I came out of the radio industry. I had a radio show called The Keith Tucker Show. And I examined deeper meanings of hip hop culture. You know, I had a show called Hip Hop Beyond Rap. And we dug into what exactly is the culture of hip hop. And we broke it down into 9 different elements at the time. And I had many legends and pioneers come on my show. And to make a long story short, out of my radio show, the producers really loved what I was doing. And they were like, wow, you know, like, what's your next great idea you're going to have for your show? We're really looking forward to it. And I had did a Welcome to Seattle dinner for Public Enemy, and Chuck D and Flavor Flav and Professor Griff and everybody else showed up. It was wonderful, man. And, you know, when we were setting the menus up, some of them said, you know, I'm vegan, you know, and I don't eat any meat or anything. And I, you know, just said, OK, well, you know, we'll accommodate that. And then ironically, I had known M1 and Stick from Dead Press for several years, and they came to Seattle, and I went to lunch with them. We actually were in Tacoma, and I went to lunch with them, and they took me to a vegan restaurant. And that was like one of the first times I'd been to a vegan soul food restaurant before, and it was really good. So those two things were kind of swimming in my mind when the producers was asking me what my next show was going to be. I thought to myself, and this is back in 2008, I was like, you know what? No one's ever examined veganism in hip hop. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good topic, and that's the topic that I'm going to choose. So I came up with that concept on a Friday, and my producers was like, oh my God, this is great. Oh man, we're going to be able to make all kind of get all kind of sponsors involved in it and everything. I was like, okay, cool. Went home, and I was driving home, you know, because I wasn't a vegan then. Stopped by McDonald's and got my McRib sandwich.
You get like the worst thing on the menu.
Yeah, the worst thing on the menu, right? So I'm eating this nasty thing here, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, Keith, if you do a show about veganism and hip hop, it's really not going to be cool for you to be eating this kind of food. Mm. You know, maybe you should go on a vegan diet yourself. You know what I mean? That was the concept. And then I was like, well, if I go on a vegan diet, maybe I could put like a video vlog on my website so people can watch my progress while I lose the weight and all of this stuff. And we could talk about it, and I could challenge my listeners and all of these things. Right. And then, you know, as an entrepreneur and a creative idea guy, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is a film project. Maybe that's what this is. This is a documentary film. Mm-hmm. And people will get to see me go on a vegan diet, and then I'll go around the country interviewing hip-hop artists that are vegan themselves. That was the concept. So came in Monday and told the producers of my radio show, you know, I came up with a really good concept about doing a film project called Pursuit of a Green Planet. That was the name of it. And guess what? I'm not doing radio anymore.
Yeah.
I left radio. And some other things were happening at the radio show too, but this was like the catalyst for me to make my move into producing this film. So, you know, I started working on the film project, and one of the first ever field trips that I went, you know, studying veganism, because you got to do a lot of research and development when you're going to do a documentary film. So I just dug into every aspect of veganism and the connection between the environment and the statistics and, you know, and studies. And it was just a lot of intense research that I was doing as a journalist to uncover this story that that was being revealed to me through my research. I found many people in hip hop that were vegans, organic gardeners, and MCs and DJs that were living this life. And I went to the Seattle Veg Fest on my first kind of like field trip. And this was my first time ever going to a Veg Fest. And it happened to coincide with me, you know, doing the film project. It happened maybe about 2 or 3 months after I decided to do it. So it was right on time. So I'm walking in the door. I go into the Veg Fest, and guess what? I see nothing but a sea of white folk.
Yeah.
It was like 3,000 white folks in the room. And I walked in there, and I was like, okay, you know, and then I saw maybe one or two people of color in the place. I was like, okay. And then I studied also the demographics as far as age. It was probably maybe 35 and older. There was really no young people in the room either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, this is really off. you know, but okay, it's cool. So, you know, I go around to my first booth and I'm trying the food. I'm like, oh, okay, I've never tried vegan cheese before. This is pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then
Keith, I got to stop you. In 2008, the vegan cheese was good.
Yeah, the vegan cheese was good. Right. It was better than I thought. It was better than I thought.
Okay.
You know, nowadays, you know, we have many options. Matter of fact, one of our sponsors, Follow Your Heart, makes a really good vegan cheese brand as well.
So, I actually remember when I first went vegan, they were one of the only ones that I could eat because I felt like it was the only one that felt similar. So, yeah, that's a good example. Yeah.
Shout out to Follow Your Heart. They've been supporting us for maybe 4 or 5 years. So nice. I really appreciate them. And so I'm standing there at the Veg Fest and I'm eating the cheese and all that stuff. But what really blew my mind, and this is really crazy, and I know people are just accustomed to seeing, you know, almond milk at the grocery store and it's everywhere now. It's so pervasive. But back in 2008, I had never heard of almond milk. And so imagine you walking up to a booth and they have a big almond and it says almond milk out there on the sign. And so I looked at the sign for like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, how are they getting milk from an almond? Mm. You know, it was blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Like, how do they do that? Right. And I tried the almond milk and it just blew my mind. So long story short, I had an epiphany moment at that Veg Fest where I walked in thinking that, you know, veganism was that nasty tofu square, some nuts and some salad, and mostly white folks eat it, and the food is bland and it's not seasoned and it's nasty. I walked out of that, the Veg Fest, thinking that I can actually live my life as a vegan.
And
I can do it.
That is amazing. That is so amazing. Yeah. You know, the thing that I think stood out to me is I feel like when you went to the Veg Fest and you didn't see yourself represented, it like solidified why you needed to do Hip Hop is Green.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Monique, you know, not only did I, you know, have that epiphany moment there, but I actually acted on it. I went to the producer and I was like, who produces this event? You know, and I went to the guy that produced it. And this is a older Jewish guy in his 70s. So his name was Stuart Rose. He's still a really good friend of mine to this day. But that day, that was the first day I met him. And I said, hey, Mr. Rose, you produce this event? Yeah, I'm the producer. Let me ask you, why isn't there any people of color in this room? And why isn't there any young people here? And, you know, most people that are not people of color might be, you know, taken off by that question.
Yeah, they're like, okay.
Why is he attacking me?
Right.
But he didn't respond like that. He said, you know what? That's a great question, Keith. Why don't I take you out for dinner and I can tell you all about it? And I was like, okay. So we ended up going out for dinner and, you know, I posed a question to him again. And he said, Keith, listen. I have been trying to reach young black youth for years in urban communities, people of color. You know, I know that's where a lot of people need to get this information about veganism, but I can't reach them. You know, when I speak with them, they look at me like I'm from Mars or something. Mm-hmm. Can you help me? Can you help me? And I was like, you know what, Stuart? I can help you. You know, and at the time I was mentoring about 100 kids. I was mentoring. I had a whole bunch of dance groups that my son was in here in the Northwest, and I mentored them. And I've been involved in hip hop since before a lot of people that are listening right now were born. So it's a long history that I have with hip hop. So I was like, okay, check it out, man. I'll bring all the talent. I'll bring all the kids. You know, all you got to do is just hook me up with some really good food and we'll do an event together and we'll call it a Hip Hop Green Dinner.
Wow.
And that's how the first Hip Hop Green Dinner was born. Me and him actually produced that first event, and it happened on June 22nd, 2009.
Oh, wow. So right the year after you decided to become vegan. So that was really fast.
That was really fast.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is incredible. I didn't realize the story all happened like this. And I'm so glad that you jumped right on it. Cause I feel like it's really easy to, you know, watch something from the sidelines and not be really active in the movement. And so, yeah. How many dinners did you do your dinners consistently after that? Well, first of all, go back just in case somebody doesn't know. what is involved in the your Hip Hop is Green dinners? Like, what do you, how do you, the, what's like the format for the dinners? What do you,
So let me set the stage too for people so that people can understand this. When we did that first Hip Hop Green dinner back in 2009, this was probably the first time a hip hop event ever happened in this way. That we got hip hoppers to come and perform, and we, you know, had many elements of the culture in the room, and we served a whole full vegan meal with the intent of bringing health and wellness to our community. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's this is historical things that we're doing on that day. And, you know, sometimes when you're making history, you don't even know it. You know what I mean? You just look back and you're like, wow, yeah, that was historical. Yeah. But when people come to a Hip Hop Green dinner, you'll be greeted and welcomed when you come to a Hip Hop Green dinner. And then we have we start off with a performance because this is hip hop. You know what I mean? And the performers that we have are all plant based themselves. And the music is you know, we're not just doing, you know, weak beats, you know, and rhyming about, you know, veggies and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We got banging beats and we got really, you know, exciting, you know, lyrics that are involved in it. Matter of fact, we got a CD that we produced called Ready to Live, the 10th Element of Hip Hop. It was produced by Stickman at Dead Prez. Mm-hmm. And we have 35 songs on it, all geared towards global health and wellness, just on as a side note. But anyway, when you come to the event, you will be the performance will happen. And then we go to a speaker, and then we go back to a performer, and then we go back to a speaker. And so it kind of goes back and forth like that for the first part of the show. And then we'll introduce the meal and what the meal is. We'll talk, and you know, the speakers are really dynamic. It's not long, drawn out lectures. You know what I mean? It's really tight, right to the point. Really inspiring. And by the time the food's served, everybody's ready to eat, and blam, we just served that vegan meal. And it's all local, fresh, organic food that we do in every city that we do. So yeah, yes, that's how it works.
I'm telling you, like, anybody who's listening who's never been to a Hip Hop is Green dinner, you are really missing out. So when Keith comes in your city, go. It was I'm telling you, it was so, so, so dope. Like like you said, the music, the food. Didn't you? You had Chef Lauren. What is her name?
Vanderpool.
Yeah, you had her. Oh my God. And it was, I think the dopest part is, I don't know who was performing at the time, but somebody was performing and she was like chefing in the background. And we were all crowded around. You had the perfect setup for this.
Let me tell you about that, because that was, people need to know, that was we were on the Hip Hop is Green tour back in 2015. And one of the cities that we went to was Washington, D.C., where Monique is. And we had assembled a team there. And I call it the Goddess Green Dinner, mm-hmm. because all women were involved in every aspect of this green dinner. So the chef that we had, Chef Lauren Vanderpool, she's from Washington, D.C., born and raised, yeah. right?
Yep.
So she prepared the food, and, you know, she's a world-renowned chef and a celebrity chef as well, too. She's been chef for Stevie Wonder. She's been the chef for Venus and Serena, and also for Common as well, too. So shout out to Lauren Vanderpool. And then DJ Soyo, who's a really good friend of mine, is local in Washington, D.C., and, you know, definitely a serious activist when it comes to hip-hop culture. So she was on the ones and twos. And then we had Sarah, who is from Southeast D.C. herself, mm-hmm. and she was the one that was performing in the kitchen. So we did the first ever concert straight out the kitchen.
It was dope. I mean, Keith, y'all had the perfect setup for it, because we were all like gathered around the kitchen. It was like an open kitchen, and she was performing right in front of it, and Lauren was chefing in the background. It was so dope.
shout out to Cy Rock and Lauren Vanderpool, and also Soul Messiah, who was DJing that set right there, because it was really dope energy. And that was the first time I really got to see Cy Rock perform live. And her energy just encapsulates everyone. So, you know, shout out to Cy Rock. And then also we went into the other room, you know, for the some of the performances and speakers as well, too. Yeah. So I got to give a shout out to one of the pioneers and legends of Black veganism. And that's Tracy McWhirter. Mm-hmm. She was there and she spoke and she supported us. Another shout out to Ayanna Gregory. She was there as well, too.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, Dick Gregory's daughter, and she showed up and showed out. She had them kids, you know, doing everything. It was great. Kepra from Kepra Raw Foods in D.C. was there.
That's where we actually, I don't know if you remember this, but we met there before I went to your event. I didn't know what you looked like. So we were in there talking. We were ordering our food, and we were in there talking, and I think I mentioned that I was going to your event, or you invited me, and I was like, "Oh, that's why I'm here. I'm going."
that's how we met. Yeah, yep. that is really interesting. We met right there. Like, if you want to catch me in DC, if you come to Kepra's, you'll probably catch me there. Because that's the place I'm hanging out.
We got the good raw vegan food.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, let's talk about behind the scenes of putting these dinners together, because I want to mention to people who don't know, I would say if not all, all your dinners are free, right? Because I know the one I went to was free.
Yeah, they were free, you know, back in.
And really good food and a good time. So, I mean,
Yeah. From 2009 to 2000 and to last year, actually, we did the dinners for free. That might change coming up here soon. Yeah. You know, we've been doing them for free for many years, and now, you know, things are changing. So it might change. It might be a little cost to it, but just know if you do pay to come to a green dinner, you're going to get your money's worth and the money that you pay definitely goes to a great cause to support our organization.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you get people to come out? I think I found out maybe on Facebook. I'm not really sure. But how do you get the everyday person to come to your events? Because I kind of felt like when I was there, it was a mixture of people that came out. You know, some people were vegan curious. Some people had no idea what vegan is. They probably came because the food was free and they were like, oh, hip hop food. Okay, let's go. You know, they didn't, they probably had no idea what was about veganism until they get there. Is that strategic? Yeah. Do you not really push the word veganism, and or is it more so, okay, just come out for the free food and see what happens?
I don't push veganism. It'll say plant-based foods on our promotions sometimes. But you know, our goal has always been to go where no vegan has gone before. Yeah. We go into the hood, and you know, where we did it in Washington DC is a perfect example. Like right across the street, there was that in the park there was a whole bunch of people shooting dope in that park that was right across the street. And I had conversations with them, you know, a few days before the event, because they were wondering, you know, matter of fact, some of the dudes were selling drugs right in front of the door when we entered into our event space. Yeah. So I was worried about that. So I was talking with them, and, you know, I don't know if your listeners know, but and I share this a lot with people, but I'm 26 years clean and sober myself. Mm-hmm. So I can relate to people that are out there doing that and that have serious problems. So anyway, I had been talking to them a few days before the event. They were wondering what the heck we doing in their community.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, hey, we're bringing a hip hop green dinner here. We're going to serve some free food. Come on through. We're going to have some performances. And just, you know, if you come through, don't be drunk or high. Mm-hmm. You know, that was just what I was telling them. Right. And so I don't know what happened, man, but on the day of the event, before all of you guys showed up, I walked into the event space, and I drove up, and I noticed that there wasn't any people in the park. I'm like, where are all the people that were here in the park? Mm-hmm. And where are all the people on the street selling their packages? They're gone. And I walked into the facility and I looked at the facility manager. I said, man, what happened, man? What's going on? He's like, Keith, man, I don't know what's up, man, but you see these kids in the corner over here? There's about 15 kids waiting for the event to start. He said, those are the drug dealers' kids. Wow. They sent their kids to your event, cleaned the streets up, and left. So that's what was happening before you even showed up. The thing about it is we do grassroots marketing, right? You know, we went to all of the different local schools. We promoted there, the high school that was right around there, the elementary school. I went on local radio. Shout out to Joni. She let me come on to the radio show, and I forgot the number, but Joni knows who she is. And then, you know, and we did flyers everywhere. There was flyers at Kepra's, you know. So we just tried to reach out grassrootsy, you know, to the community. And you know, we were successful in doing that. And yeah. We've been pretty successful in doing it at all of our green dinners, you know, and especially connecting with schools. We have schools that set up, you know, field trips to come to our green dinner as well. We had a school that did that when you were there, and there were several kids from the school that came too. So, yeah, it's the branding that we do, you know, hip hop green dinner. Like, people are curious on what it is, you know what I mean? And so and then we put free food on the flyer too. So, you know, people are going to come out for some free food. And I think the really magic about the hip hop green dinner is the perfect combination between music and good food. You know, everybody likes good music and everybody likes good food. And you bring those two together and create that perfect mix. You know, it's a winning combination that can't lose.
So true. I know you have a campaign with Indiegogo.
Right.
Yeah. I know you have that project that's going on right now. But before we get into it, I'm just curious, what are some of your favorite, because I know you like raw food, but what are some of your favorite, you know, dishes, raw, cooked? What do you like?
You know what? I actually like flipping some of the meals that I used to eat. Back in the day when I was a meat eater, I like flipping those meals and making them vegan. So in the wintertime, I do a really good non-beef stew that my grandmother's used to make for me. Mm-hmm. And she had a really great recipe. And sometimes I'll use some of those Gardein beef tips, you know, that they have.
Yeah,
and I'll make a really good stew out of it, and it's really hearty, and it you know, some food takes you right back to when you were a kid, you know, and every time I eat this stew, it takes me right back into my grandmother's kitchen while I was sitting right there while she was making the stew, and she would throw me a bowl of this stew. So, you know, that is one of my favorite meals that I eat in the wintertime. Also, I make her greens, her collard greens that she showed me how to make, except, you know, obviously I don't put any pork in it, but you can't tell that there's not pork in the collard greens that I make. And I use mustard greens too, so I mix it with collards and mustards. And I also make chili. I like to, I have a really good chili that I make as well too. And, you know, I make the kale salads and all of that stuff as well too. So There's so many different meals that I eat that I love. I love making vegan tacos, you know, just simple food like that, you know, that you can feed your family with. Taco Tuesday, you know what I mean? You don't have to lose anything by being a plant-based, man. And sometimes you can flip those meals and have something that you were used to eating but is plant-based now, and you still get the same flavor and taste and all of that stuff to it. So, you know.
So true. Yeah. I think that's a part that people, they get a little nervous about because they feel like they lose some of that. And you just prove that, no, you actually get it, but you get it in a better way.
Let me tell you something. We did a green dinner last year in Indianapolis for the first time. And so we were there and it was, you know what? Ironically, it was exactly a year ago today because it's Tupac's birthday today. Shout out to and rest in peace to Tupac. June 16th of 2017, we were in Indianapolis on this day, and we served the Tupac burger. Like we were saying, you can flip your food and really enjoy it. They got the Beyond Meat burger out right now, the Impossible burger. Last year, we did the field roast burger, and we had a Chipotle sausage on top of the field roast burger and all the different fixings on it as well, too. Plus, we had some of that vegan A's from Follow Your Heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, people... People love the Tupac burger. Last year we used the field roast burger for the burger part of it, but you can use Beyond Meat, you can use the Impossible Burger, you can use whatever burger you want to use on it, right? Mm-hmm. So you got a burger, and then we had the chipotle, we had the tomato cayenne cheese on it as well, so it gave it a little kind of flavor on that cheese.
Yeah.
And then we had, on top of that, we had a chipotle filled roast sausage on top of it to give it a little spice. And then we had a little caramelized pineapple on it on top of it with onions on top of it.
Yeah.
As well as lettuce and tomato and mustard and some follow your heart mayo. And, you know, because Tupac was a Gemini, so we had to put some sweet and some spicy on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so chef, shout out to Chef Ariel for helping me formulate that Tupac burger.
You mentioned Field Roast. Are they one of your sponsors?
Yeah. Field Roast started out actually at that first Hip Hop Green Dinner. Field Roast was the sponsor of the first Green Dinner we did in 2009. So you can imagine how long Field Roast has been a sponsor of Hip Hop is Green.
So what does that even mean? Like when somebody is sponsoring your event, is that meaning they're just providing the food as far as these food brands? Or do they usually give you money to help you pay for your venue?
Yeah.
How does that look?
Yeah, some sponsors actually sponsor with checks, you know, and some sponsors sponsor with food. So, you know, it could vary on the deal that we do with the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that, I mean, you know, with putting a Hip Hop Green Dinner together, there's a lot of finances that go into, you know, putting this. There's a lot of funds that need to be raised. I mean, I'm feeding 500 to 600 people now at a Hip Hop Green Dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm flying different artists in from different cities. I'm putting them up in hotels and travel and artist fees and all of that stuff. So it could cost a lot, you know, to do a Hip Hop Green Dinner. So we've been fortunate to be able to, you know, finance these things over the years. You know, but I would say as an entrepreneur, you know, we depended on sponsorship for all of these years. Now we're diversifying, you know, what we do at Hip Hop is Green, because, you know, before when we started, I was just one guy on a mission to bring health and wellness to our communities because of cancer, heart attack, diabetes, and stroke. And then my people started seeing what the Hip Hop Green Dinner was, and they started wanting to join the team. And so we formed a team, and then, you know, that was what you saw in 2015 when we came to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
However, Hip Hop is Green is continually evolving. So we started to look at ourselves after 2015 and kind of into 2016. We started to look at ourselves as an official organization now and not like a team of people that were doing these Hip Hop Green Dinners. And what does our organization stand for? And what does it look like? And, you know, and all of these questions started to come up. So once I started to think of ourselves as an organization, I started to put an organization together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, all, you know, with our bylaws and our foundation and our board and all of these things started to come together. And I'll tell you one thing that really came together that was really special. When we did that first Hip Hop Green Dinner back in 2009, I film every Hip Hop Green Dinner. Matter of fact, I film every single one. But when we filmed the one in 2009, this was the first time I actually went back 3 days later and interviewed people that had came to the dinner because I wanted to get their reaction. So I was interviewing some young Latina girls that had came to the event. And so, you know, we're talking and one of them said, you know, I had a great time at the Hip Hop Green Dinner. I really enjoyed the food, but I don't know what the food was that you fed us, and I don't know where to go get it, and I don't know how to cook it.
Mm.
Can you give us some cooking lessons or some tours to where we can learn how to do, you know, live our life plant-based? And I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I need to do.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2009 when she asked this question. So, you know, as you get involved with producing Hip Hop Green Dinners and all of that stuff, you know, that thought was still in my mind. Even in 2015, I was like, how do I create a follow-up and follow-through program for people that are inspired that come to our events? Well, it finally came to me in 2015 how we can create a program that's sustainable and it could bring health and wellness to our community. So I had been involved with KRS-One as a friend for many years. And, you know, if people know KRS-One, KRS-One is the teacher. He is the embodiment of what hip-hop culture is, right? And so I learned a lot of from KRS-One. And one of the most important things that he showed me was a document called the Hip-Hop Declaration of Peace. And in this historical document, it states in the first principle that hip-hop has 9 elements to it, which I never knew that hip-hop had 9 elements, because this document wasn't promoted on CNN and Fox News and...
Yeah, mainstream.
Mainstream. It was an underground document, but yet it had historical significance to it because it was ratified by the United Nations in 2001. And so it ratified hip-hop as a worldwide culture because of this document. Mm. And so all of these things are swimming in my mind, these teachings that I learned from hip-hop, from KRS-One. I even did a radio show on the Hip-Hop Declaration of Peace and the 9 elements as well. So all of this stuff is swimming in my mind. It came to me, Keith, you need to create a new element in hip-hop culture. And that element needs to be health and wellness. Hmm. So the 10th element of hip-hop needs to be health and wellness. And so when that concept came to me, I reached out to everyone that I knew in hip hop and I wrote what's called an open letter to hip hop. And I stated in my letter on why we need to add this new element and will you support me in making sure that we can add this element in the culture. And so, I got a lot of support from many people around in the country in hip hop. And I was fortunate enough to raise enough money to where we can do a kickoff event in New York in 2016. So the whole tour that we did in 2016 was based on the 10th element of hip hop. It was called the 10th element of hip hop health and wellness tour. And so we kicked off this tour on April 21st, 2016 in Harlem, New York at the Schomburg. And if people don't know about the Schomburg, it's a research library for Black culture, and it's one of the foremost places, historical places in the world where you can learn about Black culture. And so I felt that, you know, having this historic event at the Schomburg would be a perfect place for it, because, you know, the birthplace of hip hop is the South Bronx, so that's already legendary. Mm-hmm. But I wanted a special place for the birth of the 10th element of hip hop, so I picked the Schomburg for that. And so, long story short, many people all around the country showed up. I drafted the definition of what the 10th element of hip hop is. I also drafted the 10th element of hip hop health and wellness proclamation stating why we're adding this new element. And we had a really good show that was produced by the Easy AD of the Cold Crush Brothers. Our Hip Hop is Green team really came to New York, so we were all there, and they were all helping to produce this major event that we had there. After that major event, I started to formulate the 10th element of hip hop health and wellness program, because now that we have a element in hip hop that is health and wellness, we need to teach that to our community. And so now I have the answer to this young girl's question,
yeah,
of where I need to go and how I need to go and how I got to cook the food and all of this stuff. The answer is the 10th element of hip hop health and wellness program, which covers 6 areas. We cover plant-based eating, organic gardening, fitness, sobriety, food justice, and animal rights. And I was like, okay, now I need to start chapters of Hip Hop is Green.
Yeah.
And so that's how everything really unfolded for us at Hip Hop is Green.
So how many chapters do you have right now across the country?
Yeah, so actually we have chapters across the world. So we have 30 chapters so far in most major cities around the country. We have 2 chapters in Canada, and we have 1 chapter in London. So we're taking this thing worldwide, and it needs to be worldwide because, you know, hip-hop's footprint is worldwide, and hip-hop is the biggest influence on youth on planet Earth. So if we can take hip-hop and move it in a green direction, the world will move in a green direction. And that's a that's a direct quote from one of our friends, the CNN commentator, and now he has his own show on CNN. His name is Van Jones. And Van told me, he gave me this quote. He said, hip-hop is now the drumbeat for the whole world. If hip-hop moves in a green direction, the world will move in a green direction. That's Van's direct quote, right? And that quote always stuck with me when we were developing our Hip Hop Green Dinners. We weren't really an organization yet, you know. We were going through all the steps and becoming an organization. But when we finally became an organization, I needed a name for our organization. And that quote that Van gave me gave us our name because he said, if hip hop moves in a green direction. And I was like, if? There is no if. Hip hop is green. And so that's how we got our name of our organization. Hip hop is green. You know what I mean? We are the pioneers. So that's just what it is.
Yes. Tell us, because I know you have a campaign going on right now. Tell us about what you're trying to raise money for.
So we have our first national crowdfunding campaign that we're doing for Hip Hop is Green. Many of our chapters are actively promoting the campaign right now. We're almost at, by the time you'll listen to this, we're almost through with the campaign. So, you know, we're raising money to build capacity for our chapters. You know, our chapters need marketing material to reach out to our communities and stuff like that. So that's what we're really raising the money for, so that we can, you know, have this marketing material and we can give it to all of our chapters that we have around the country and, you know, just have resources in order to produce our Hip Hop Green Dinner events, our 10th Element of Hip Hop Health and Wellness program, and all of these things that we're doing. So we're reaching out to the community to get your support. And the thing about it is that it doesn't take a lot. If you want to donate as little as $10, $25, $50, or as much as $1,000, it's all there. And the good thing about it is we have perks from some of the top people in hip hop. It's all at hiphopisgreen.com, and you just click crowdfunding, and it'll take you right there.
Yes, and they have until, you said, July 7th to donate?
Yeah. July 7th is our date, and you know, we're trying to raise $25,000 on our campaigns. Donate to the campaign. You know, look at check out some of the perks that we have. Also, almost forgot to mention another person that's from Washington D.C. that is donated to the campaign, and that's a part of it. And that's Maya, the Grammy-winning singer. Maya has her wine. It's called Planet Nine Wine. So you can actually donate to the campaign and have a wine and cheese party with Maya's wine. So so it's there too as well. So
that is dope. So if somebody is listening to this episode 6 months from now, can they still go to Hip Hop is Green and make a donation?
Yes.
There's a donation button on there? Okay.
There's a donation button, and I took the donation button down for the campaign, so I'll have it back up after July 7th.
Okay.
And you can donate to Hip Hop is Green anytime. We are a nonprofit organization, so you can donate to us at any time. We have memberships to Hip Hop is Green. You can be a community support member for Hip Hop is Green for as little as $10 a month. And that $10 a month really helps us out because, you know, it costs thousands and thousands of dollars for us to produce a Hip Hop Green Dinner. And, you know, imagine, you know, I'm doing this in more than 30 cities around the world now. Instead of us feeding 5,000 people a year, now we're able to feed at least 50 to 75,000 people a year. And that's what that little $10 helps go to. And people need to understand this is life or death and death situations we're dealing with, because people are they have cancer, heart attack, diabetes, stroke in our communities. It's rampant. They also say that, you know, one out of three youth is coming up with diabetes now. And, you know, our youth are slated to not outlive our parents. That's really a quote that I don't want to have happen.
Right.
So your money and your support is much needed. And you'll get a newsletter for that. And you get invited to some of our events that we have in a city near you. And, you know, and you'll see your money working at all times when you donate to Hip Hop is Green. So that's really the next campaign that we're doing. We're trying to get 1,000 member community support members of Hip Hop is Green around the world. So yeah,
that is dope. That is dope. How do we reach you outside of Hip Hop is Green? I guess on Instagram, Facebook. How do we reach you?
Oh, I'm Hip Hop is Green everywhere. So if you go to Twitter, you go to Facebook, you go to Instagram, it's all Hip Hop is Green. And if you want to find my personal page on Facebook, I'm just Keith Tucker there. And you know, there's a couple other Keith Tuckers, but, you know, I'm sitting out because I'm actually pouring somebody a shake. That's the look, you know, at one
picture.
Of my events. Pull yeah, up. On my picture, it's me pouring someone a shake. So, you know, I'm always doing it, always feeding and serving the community.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much for being on the show, Keith. I really appreciate it. I know it's 6 a.m. It was 6 a.m. for you, so it doesn't feel like it's 6 a.m. because your energy is good.
No problem, Monique. Anytime. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. We really, really appreciate you and everything you have been doing so far, and much success to you, for
Thank
sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the show. If you enjoyed it, be sure to rate the podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Also, don't forget to get all of the show notes and resources we mentioned at brownvegan.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.